Welcome to Dentists, Implants, and Worms, helping you navigate the world of dentistry one vodka soda at a time. As always, from day one, this episode is brought to you by Boyd's Wine and Spirits on Mount Rushmore Road in Rapid City, South Dakota. The finest selection of bourbon and wine for miles around with cold beer, a growler station, and rock bottom prices. Now, here are your co-hosts, Drs. Justin Moody and Randy Huska.
Welcome to an episode, Dennis, Implants, missing the worm. He's MIA. I don't know where that fucker is.
Well, the Augie's here, so I'm not sure where he ended up.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, you know what? I was just looking at the sticker, Gabe. Boyd's Wine and Spirits is on the sticker.
I see that.
Yeah, sponsor for 300 episodes of debauchery.
What if this isn't episode 300?
Yeah, I don't
just
really know.
I was just throwing that out.
I think we're closer to it than not. You have room for
I lost my Moody head.
Why?
I lost the bottle that had the Moody head on it.
So I'm going to come clean on the Moody Head ones.
What?
For anybody that's up from Rapid City to Reno, and from Reno up over to San Francisco, kind of up the coast and work your back over to Rapid City, I took a whole pack from the last time we had this, and I left random Moody Heads.
On stop signs across America.
Rest areas.
Some gas stations, a rest area.
For a good time.
Yeah, well, they're all on all sorts of, like, signs around Phoenix and basically around the Tempe area. Yeah. So
for a good time call.
Yeah, it wasn't my...
That's actually kind of funny, though.
I get it.
Was pretty awesome to see the worm, and he really got into that singing. And it makes up for any tone issue he might have.
Right. Well, yes.
The enthusiasm.
Yeah. Colin and Ken may have had a few too many fireballs before they went up there to prep themselves, and Mona was scared to death, and John just kind of closed her out there at the end.
Yeah.
So it was it was perfect. So
on
the show we have,
who is that voice?
She's never been on before. Like today. Like probably with the most appearances on the Dentists, Implants, and Worms. I bet that's pretty damn top two or three at best. So we have Erin Elliott and her other half, Tom.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for showing up.
You bet.
Yeah, you've been ducking us the whole day.
Oh, I've been totally trying to get onto a podcast today.
Yeah, imagine that. How the hell would that happen?
You guys missed his look of sarcasm.
Well, he was carrying that sign that says, record me, please.
Yeah, I've been begging.
Look like Augie looking for a biscuit.
That son of a bitch. He's always looking for a biscuit.
Literally.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, yeah.
He is a son of a bitch.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, you can't really call him. Yeah.
You hit the nail on the head. You didn't even
I didn't even know it.
Hear him drinking water today? When
I did it when DiTolo was like in the most serious, is like dead calm. And, and Augie's like...
Yeah.
It was a very serious moment.
Well, he was about to start barking, and I didn't want to like take him out, so I just gave him some water. So I think it was kind of funny.
Somebody made a mess on Grandma's feather bed near the doggy. Maybe John Denver was singing that.
He didn't say anything about peanut butter, so I didn't know. Well, that was the deal.
Yeah. It was a very nice story.
What's new in your world?
Just like most dentists. Keeping our head above water. I do steal Mona Patel's analogy of ducks on a pond, where it looks like we're graceful and we do have good systems, but underneath we are just paddling away, keeping up with demand, which is a good problem to have, trying to find employees that fit at the front desk, and trying to find a sleep champion. She gave me 2 weeks notice in September, which it wasn't a bad thing. It was a good move for her and her personal life. I thought it would be a little easier to find someone, and it's proven. We've gotten through. But we're at the point where Tom is my sleep champion for last week and the next week.
I woke up on a Thursday night Friday morning at 1:30 to her crying. And I said, what do I need to do?
She cries?
Every once in a while.
Oh. No, I don't. That's why he was so scared.
Were you Were you crying because you were about to like ask him to help?
And yeah,
like, I am like I am at my
yes,
like
yeah. Honestly, like I am a robot most of the time where I don't like life is good. I mean, I always look at the positive, but my body was telling me something different. I was like, you know, even though mentally I feel like I'm, you know, staying in a good place, I had to address the frustration that I was feeling. So the tears were frustration that the person that I had is not cutting it, and I didn't know what to do about it. And so this was my solution to help me sleep at night.
It's so interesting because, like, it's ever, I don't think anyone, I don't think we've ever had this in the profession where literally I think every dentist in this room, I would be shocked if there was an office in this room that literally said like they were fully staffed and like they were happy.
And life is good.
And the people that are in there are happy. Like, you know, I think at Pathway we're looking for an office manager, a front desk, and like four dental assistants. And if you saw like the Indeed apps that come through, like
it's scary.
It's scary. And then the ones that like have some experience or whatever, and they're like, yeah, I'm gonna, you'd have to start me at $28 an hour. And I'm just like, did you miss the part where we're like a and the problem with that is like there's instant inflation just happens because you're like, you want to lose the rest of your good employees.
Yep.
Bring in someone at 28 and they've worked their way up to 26.
Yeah.
So the reality is if I want to hire the one at 28,
you have to raise everyone else.
Everyone else is going to 29 or 30 because raising them the same is not psychologically okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
And now all of a sudden you've elevated 10 people, $5, and the one you hired, like that's real money.
Yep.
You know, and like there's only so much we can raise our fees to be able to compensate.
Well,
for that.
You always hear everybody talk about let's raise minimum wage, do this or that. But at the end of the day, everything's a ratio. So if you want to just make minimum wage $100 an hour,
I know,
we
you
won't
can,
have a problem. But a
Big
Mac
so
costs you $75. It's just, it's going to be, it's all relative.
That's economics 101. I learned that in high school.
Well, a lot of politicians haven't learned that
It's interesting because like in dentistry, like, they don't really give a shit about the minimum wage. Like we've never hired people that weren't almost 20 or two times minimum wage, you know, anyway. But you know, Gabe used to own a Jimmy John's. Well, I tell you what, you raise all your employees a buck or two on a business that's only what, a 5-6% margin.
But even on that,
like
side,
it
doesn't matter because your labor rates was about a third of your practice. No matter how big your practice is, it's about a third. It's about a third in a sandwich restaurant. It's about a third no matter where you go, your labor is about a third. It's just, it's an economic thing that it doesn't matter what business you're in. You know, unless you're a one-man band and you are your own consultant and your numbers are skewed. But if you got people working, it's a third.
So I went in on Monday. That was my first day of, I was shadowing her current sleep champion. How long has she been there? A month and a half?
Two and a half.
2.5 months? And so I'm going in to shadow this girl, and I'm like, man, I'm really nervous. And she's like, me too. I'm like, holy crap. She's not getting it.
So do you have to write him up if you fuck something up? You know, like, hey, we got a form you got to fill out. Two more strikes, and you're out of here.
No, he's great. It's literally that part of the job is building rapport.
Yeah.
I do the sciencey stuff, and he's listened to me speak enough. He knows more than most primary care physicians in this country, so he knows it.
I do.
Yeah.
So yeah, how could you not?
There's some benefits to it. There was a patient who we had to send to sleeptest.com because of insurance, and Aaron said to me, if you can get him to take a home sleep test, I'll give you a BJ. So I tried to make a deal with the guy that I would give him $199 to take this home sleep test. He wanted to go through his insurance.
I don't think that's sexual harassment when you're married, right?
No, I just want to.
I feel guilty for laughing, but I sure am watching the eyeballs go back and forth.
Has she had the integrity to follow through with the deal?
Well, she would. He wanted to bill his insurance.
You gave him a task that you didn't think he would succeed at.
No, he made his own deal.
No honking on Bobo's nose.
What did the worm say? The Roman soldier, the Roman helmet.
What was that? Robin helmets.
Shut up.
So yeah, life is good. I had Henry Schein come in and video, an immediate, and I had a patient that was in for sleep, and I was like, hey, I think you'd be a perfect model for me, and he loved hearing that. And so we extracted and placed an implant and gave him a Maryland bridge, and it was a pretty fun experience. Pressure's on when the cameras are on.
Oh, always is.
Yeah.
Always is. You know, even though, like, it's interesting because it's not actually live. Like, the live events are, like the worst.
Yeah.
Like I've done some for bio and stuff. Like, when you're doing a live surgery, like, there's no, like, editing, no, like, hey, let's bring another patient in because it might be a little better. You know, like, it's just, like, it's go time. But it's still nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't want to do it again. Like, last thing you want to do is, like, have to.
I have a few full arch cases in the works. And, you know, the dentistry part is fun. We're getting a ton of refugees from blue states. And when they move to where we're at, their dental IQ is pretty high. And so when if I say implant, they don't get scared. They're like, okay, sign me up.
Yeah. My wife has them. That's what they usually say. My wife has a set of implants.
Yeah. Oh, I'm like, what? I'm like, they are real. Do not spread that
these
rumor.
Patients say that. Oh, yeah. I know what implants are. My wife has
they
some.
Oh, I see. They didn't
silicone.
Say, like, yeah, my dentist has them. Yeah. Okay. You know, like, Chris lost two of her very best employees at Idaho, you know, to your area. You know, a dentist, you know, lost one of her associates, and then she's losing Mariah, like, one of her best hygienists. And you're right, like that. Like, for me, going, you know, if I hang out in Chris's office, if I see any patients or whatever, like, very high dental IQs.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's a different, that Oregon, Washington area is a kind of a different different animal.
Yeah.
It really is. So,
Are you
scared that it's going to make your area purple?
No, because
you don't think blue's moving that direction?
You know, not to get political on your podcast, but anything goes, really. To my core, I love this country, and everyone moving there, it's just so part of our DNA to just talk about it in our everyday conversations. And so at new patient appointments, we're best friends afterwards because they're coming there for a reason. And we're getting the people that want to become Idaho. We're not getting the people that want to change it.
Yeah, that's good.
True.
Yeah.
You know, we're having such a mass migration of California to here, and it's probably 70% red that comes here. But there's also, Arizona is experiencing a move to, like, a much lower state income tax and, you know, building permits and wages and stuff that are a fraction of what they are in California. But then, you know, like, if you look at Chris's area, like, everyone moving to their area are Californians and generally the same color as your shirt.
Yes.
And because they're fleeing the mess that they screwed up.
Yeah.
And they're going up there and they're
creating another.
And they're just gonna
create another one.
Yeah.
No, we're very blessed with the people that we have, but there's no workforce moving. They're retired. I mean, I love that we're getting all the California retirement money. That makes me laugh.
Right.
But yeah, we're experiencing a boom. We're maxed out on hours, employees. So now what we get to start doing is dropping PPOs or firing bad patients. So that's kind of the position we're in.
It's not the worst thing that's ever happened.
Yeah, yeah. I really want to find some good front desk and a sleep person to take that load off. It was stressing me out more than I thought it was to not have someone
there. I thought you found
there.
That sleep person.
Oh, that's short term.
She wants to eat at night.
He does everything else for me, so that's not going to last. And not only that, he whines. I got up so early today.
I hadn't seen 5:30 in the morning for a long time. Yeah. Sucks.
Oh.
You know, we just had this conversation about how to not call men pussies, but man out. So if you listen to a couple podcasts before this, you'll understand.
I am.
I don't want to drop it. Is Brianne's? She wasn't your court. Is she still?
She is. No, she had her second baby and stayed home, and she's pregnant with her third. And then the girl who took over Sam, she was commuting way too far and had some sons that needed her nearby.
Gotcha.
And then I thought I couldn't find anyone. Couldn't find anyone. Thought outside the box. Let's hire like a CNA type. And she's just not
getting it.
She's just not getting it. Sweet, but just I want to set her up for success, and she's not succeeding in this position. So
how did the dental world just get so backed up on folks? I mean, were they trying to just over-educate assistants and making them go through some community college to get to that? I mean, it just seems so crazy that it's that choked down everywhere.
The core team we have, though, of my chairside assistants, hygienists, doctors, we've all been there for so long. So I am grateful, beyond grateful. The team I have, I sit back sometimes and I'm like, I'm so proud. No tears, though. I'm proud of the work that we're doing, and we just need to make it a little bit better. Yeah. And I'm glad that I have the support, with or without sexual favors, of my spouse.
I'm putting my 2 week notice.
Yeah, because that's what they're supposed to do.
The only way I'm staying.
Yeah, you should put some demands on that.
Yeah.
No, that's what spouses do. We build each other up in times of need. So.
I am finally able to say that the boss really rides me. Mostly on the weekends, but.
And he's also able to say, podcast. He's also able to say, wow, my wife gets pulled in a lot of different directions. Now I see why she needs 5 minutes when she gets home.
Yeah.
To herself.
She's on roller skates all day.
That is something that people don't realize. Like, when you get home, like, for me, if I get home, like, I'm good with, like, emptying the dishwasher and like starting the laundry and not talking, just like I don't necessarily sit there and do nothing, but like I'm okay with doing something and not talking anymore because I've talked all goddamn day.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, especially like coming off a course, like you.
Yeah.
When you lecture all day, like last thing you want to do is go home and like fucking have to talk.
Oh no, you have to go to the retreat.
I know. Hey, listen.
And talk some more and make sure everyone's having a good time.
I only do that one night, you know, Tuesday night, you know, they come up to the house and like.
No, in Raleigh at the 3D retreat, it's
24/7.
It is 24/7.
I'm like a chick that way. When she comes home, I'm like, and then.
And then what?
And then.
And then what?
And then.
And then what they say.
Sorry. It's like last Tuesday, the first fast track of the year, Tuesday night, everybody comes up to the house, you know, and like I'm sitting outside at the big, at the long table and like. There's about, you know, people start kind of leaving and this and that, and there's like about 5 attendees still there, and I wouldn't trade it for anything, but like 11:45s are coming around, and I got a lecture tomorrow, and I was just like, I just stood up and I was like, you guys are welcome to stay, I'm going to bed.
Yep. I do that all the time.
And they were like, oh, well, we'll call an Uber. Well, 30 fucking minutes later, you know, when the Uber shows up, now it's a quarter after midnight, you know, and then like I don't find myself OCD, but like I can't go to bed with like
lights
glassware and like everything. So I clean everything up. But the cool thing was like this group of guys was like, man, they like picked everything up. They wiped the counters, the tables. Like they helped me. The Uber showed up. Like it was super cool. And we kept talking and along the way.
My ex-boyfriend was there last Monday.
Nick
Purdom.
What?
Nick Purdom. He's like, does the zygoma implants. Maybe it's this Monday.
I don't think he was there last week.
He asked me if I was going to be down. Maybe it's this Monday he'll be there.
Yeah, because we have another fast track starting Monday.
Yeah, he'll be there Monday then. High school.
I may grab him on a podcast. This may be quite interesting. Are you doing any... Are you doing your course West Coast at all?
Yeah,
this year?
So thank you for, I don't know if this will be released in time, but February 25th, 26th, I'll be in Irvine, California at the True Abutment Lab. They have a training center, and nothing to be worried about because Omicron's going to be done by then. So please join us. And then April, we'll be in Tampa, Florida, and then we'll be back up at the retreat for Sleep 1 and Sleep 2 in June at the retreat. So it is a pretty special place. Put it on your calendar to implement sleep this year.
Yeah.
I try to make it as easy as possible on you, and it's worth it.
Actually, we'll move this up so it gets out before your you have space left in your California course?
I would love to, yeah, we have enough to keep it on the calendar, but I would love to get a few more in there. And I think it was just hesitation because of...
Oh, for sure.
But Omicron's almost over.
We go to Oceanside, let's see, Fast Track next 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
Nice. So BioHorizons is a manufacturing plant is in Oceanside, and they have a classroom.
Oh, cool.
There. Would be... I'm sure they would let you.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That'd be a place they could possibly do it. Yeah. But we're going there, and it's 24 seats, so we're sold out. I don't know. Like, I know some of them will drop because of the because of this. But and also going to the UOP alumni meeting in April. I'm speaking at their big meeting, and just got interesting. I just got an email that said that if I don't have the booster, they're going to throw me off the speaking stage.
Because they're working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, different kind of scenarios. But I really do. So we talked about this. It hasn't been the only topic yet. But, like, you know, crazy Boris in England just dumped.
I know.
He basically wants to say, he goes, hey, COVID needs to be dead. Like, it's
I watched it a few times because I loved hearing the background. There was, like, support, but then also not support. I cannot believe how polarizing it is, right?
What I love about England.
And he just did it.
What I love about that system is, like, in that parliament, you know, you stand down uh-huh. there in the bullpen, and, like, if they don't like what you're saying, like, they don't wait to boo later. Like, they just boo now.
Yeah.
Like, they yell and boo, and, like, it's, like, way old school. I actually like watching that stuff.
Yeah.
And I've listened to it several times, and that's pretty polarizing. But, and this is 2 years. Bullshit.
Well, something's not working. Something's got to change. What's the definition of insanity?
Yeah, well,
they really should just cancel it like Idaho did.
Just call it rats and be done with it.
We just ignored it, and we're good.
Yeah, so, all right. Well, we didn't go 10. We went 22 minutes. Always a pleasure to have you on the podcast.
I know I've been begging a lot, but thank you for allowing me
to we'll do a follow-up with the podcast with you by yourself. We want to make sure that Erin's one of the kind of person that, you know, she follow throughs on her.
Make
sure you didn't get cacked somewhere. Sure.
Her job.
Oh, you can just tell her now. Do I follow through?
She does.
Okay.
Thank
you. Very nice. Good to see you. We'll release this one next week so you can get some
awesome
stuff. So
come see me in Irvine. It's my old stomping grounds.
Irvine.
Yeah.
When is it again?
February 24th and 25th. It's a Friday, Saturday.
Gotcha.
25th, 26th, something like that.
Sounds good. Well,
3D-dentist.com.
As we've referred to her in the past, the Queen of the Worms is back on there, so we appreciate it.
Peace out, everybody.
From Dentist Implants and Worms, Scottsdale, VOD 2022. Thanks for tuning in.
Sweet dreams.
That concludes another episode of Dentists, Implants, and Worms. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for telling a friend and throwing 5 stars at us on iTunes. Catch you on another episode. And don't forget the fireball. Cheers.